A grand jury indicted a Phoenix woman after being accused of forging signatures in a series of high-profile medical marijuana zoning cases. Alexia Nunez faces 10 counts of felony forgery and one count of fraudulent schemes, but after she skipped her arraignment last week, there is now a warrant out for her arrest. The criminal charges come more than a year after Jessica Boehm of the Arizona Republic first published an investigation looking into a series of questionable patterns in medical marijuana cases that came before the Phoenix Board of Adjustment. I sat down with Boehm after the news of the indictment came down to learn more about it.
So Alexia Nunez is a canvasser. She had at one point told the city council that she owned a business that collects signatures. And this is kind of why she got in trouble, because some of those signatures that she was collecting for cases in Phoenix, the attorney general's office found to be forgeries. Mm. And so that is why she ended up indicted.
And this all has to do with medical marijuana dispensaries and the zoning for those. So let's get some background here. This is because of a story you broke about a year ago.
Yeah, it's been a while, but back last year, there were a series of medical marijuana zoning cases that came before the Phoenix Board of Adjustment. And all of a sudden, even though these marijuana dispensaries aren't near to one another, the same individuals started getting involved in opposing them. Hmm. And so a number of attorneys kind of came forward and said, hey, is this one maybe a competitor who's trying to kill all these dispensaries so they can capture part of the market? And so at that point, I started looking into all these similarities and trying to nail down why are these similar people involved? And one of those similar people was Alexia Nunez, who was indicted earlier this summer.
But she's not alone in this. Who are the other players here?
So there are other people that were appearing multiple times in these cases, including two pretty prominent lobbyists, Joe Villasenor and Layla Ressler, both of whom have large connections to multiple council members. Now, worth noting, they were not involved in this indictment, but they were involved in previous cases and worked with Alexia Nunez. And so we're kind of at a point where it's unclear whether there are other indictments forthcoming or if this is just about the forgeries that Alexia turned into the city.
Sure. Give us a sense of how medical marijuana zoning cases play out. Like, they can be really contentious because it's difficult to get zoning for a medical marijuana dispensary, right?
Absolutely. So the reason these are so controversial and the reason they kind of breed this kind of almost hostility in these cases is that it is really hard to find a place left in Phoenix where you can zone a medical marijuana dispensary because there are really strict rules about where they can go. So usually you have to get an exception, say, can I get a little bit closer to a park or can I be a little bit closer to a school? And so usually those cases have to come before a hearing officer and the Board of Adjustment. And that gives a lot of opportunity for this kind of controversy to arise because there are so many different rules about medical marijuana.
So what were the results of Nunez's alleged actions here, these forged signatures? How did they play out?
So they were able to, in most of the cases that she turned those signatures in or was working for in some way, those cases actually went the way that she was hoping that they would. And so that obviously drew ire from the attorneys on the other side, which is kind of what prompted people to start looking into this. It's what eventually led to people finding these similarities and having some questions about what this could mean.
So what could happen now that she's been charged with a felony?
So she did not show up to her arraignment last week. So she now has another warrant out for her arrest. And so when she is arrested, at that point, she will have a significant bail. And so she could end up staying in jail until her court date. So at this point, I guess we will see what happens on that front.
That is Jessica Boehm with the Arizona Republic. Jessica, thank you for coming in.
Thanks so much.